Saturday morning on the Experts Program, and we continue with Nan Lesnick joining us here on Power Talk Radio 1460 and 101 FM. Nan's our financial expert where it comes to all matters of retirement, because that's what she does. She helps people figure out how to not run out of money later in life. And the topic today that we're going to talk about is what financial risk do retirees face in late life? Because there's early retirement, and that would be like, say, in your 60s to your early 70s, and then your post-75 life, and that's where... And we've talked about this before, Nan, and by the way, good morning to you.
And good morning to you, Mark.
I recall that we've talked about this a couple of times that, you know, when people first retire, you know, your health can be pretty good and a lot of your expenses can be on the lower end of things.
Yep.
But then it's once you get past, say, 70 or 75, that all of a sudden things start to add up and expenses, yep. You know, medical expenses start to hit you. And if you're not prepared for it, it can be financially shocking. And not only can it be financially shocking, but it can be really deleterious to your financial health and the well-being that you have in retirement.
Absolutely. It's not something that you can ignore.
Now, one of the things that you wanted me to ask you about is a financial calendar, right?
Right.
What exactly is that?
Okay, so what I suggest that people do in retirement is to create, like I say, this financial calendar. And what that does is it keeps us aware of those things that are going to affect our financial well-being. Now, the first and most obvious is, or to me, it's most obvious, is do you have RMDs that you must pay? Okay, required minimum distributions.
Right.
If you're over the age of 70 and a half, you have a required minimum distribution. The penalty for not taking that required minimum distribution is huge. It's absolutely huge. And it really messes up your income tax filing for a couple of years. And I've had people who have forgotten to take this. And I want to tell you, unraveling it is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people inherit an IRA and they don't realize because they may be in their 50s and they inherit their parents' IRA. They don't realize their parent was drawing on this, so they have a required minimum distribution. So that's something that when we're working with people, we get these things on their calendar. But we were talking, you and I were talking off air about health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're going to add something to this, but I want to, before you do, I want to say that I always encourage people to address their medical and dental needs at the time of their, around the time of their birthday. Now, if your birthday is in December, okay, that's probably not going to work. But it just seems as though most of my clients don't have a birthday in December. So let's just say your birthday, my husband's birthday, beginning of August. Great time for him to address anything that needs to be addressed, like, for instance, his physical. So let's say he goes for a physical and the doctor says, well, you know, this is a little bit off. Let's look at this and so forth. Well, okay, so he's got Medicare, but he's got a deductible. He's got a deductible for his expenses. And even though he has a supplement, let's disregard that for a moment and say there is a deductible for medical expenses. So if he's going to have some follow-up work, we don't want that to bridge the year and have him be subjected to the deductible again in January just simply because he didn't get his stuff done on time.
Mm-hmm.
And then also prescription drugs. I always, the people that I'm seeing near the end of the year, I always say to them, prescription drugs have a big deductible in most cases. I always suggest to people, look at your prescriptions and see, could you get a refill now before the end of the year because you likely already met your deductible for prescription drugs. So all told, we could be talking about a savings of between $500 and $2,500 in most cases. I don't know anybody who would walk past, I'll say, a $500 bill laying on the ground, right? They'd say,
mm-hmm.
Whoa, I could use that. And
exactly.
That's a lot of money.
Yep,
that is
sure
a lot
is.
Of money.
It sure is.
So what happened to you?
So here's what happened to me. Now, you know, for much of last year of 2018, I had a lot of problems with my voice and I was hoarse all the time and I sounded clogged up. And it was because I had a very serious sinus infection and I needed to get a surgery to relieve that. We had tried, you know, the pills and some other medical ideas before resorting to the surgery and nothing else worked. So the doctor said, the ENT, ear, nose, throat doctor, said, you really need to have the surgery and we want to get you in before the end of the year to do this. Well, you know, going to looking at medical expenses, I knew that during the calendar year of 2018, I had met my deductible, my medical deductible, and I wanted to make sure that I had this surgery done before the end of the year because the surgery was about 12 $12,600. And my share of it, if I got the surgery done before the end of the year, my share was $588. If I waited to January, you know, to 2019, my share would have been $2,600. That's a significant difference. That's a $2,000 difference. And I keep pretty close watch on my deductible throughout the year to see where I am on that particular chart and when I've met it. And for the most part, I've done a pretty good job of not getting surprised with medical expenses in the early part of the following year, because I've taken care of things, you know, during the previous calendar year. One thing I did get shocked on, but, you know, a little surprised on, was I forgot to refill a prescription before the end of 2018, and I had to buy it in early January, and it cost me $37, which isn't a huge amount of money, but it would have been about $7 if I'd gotten it on December 31st. Okay. Yeah. And yeah. Hey, Andy, you may say, well, what's $7 and what's $37 and a $30 difference? I always look at it that anytime you can save money, and if it doesn't cost you a lot in time to save the money, then why not do it?
Right, exactly.
Because
exactly.
You can always use that money that you save somewhere else down the line.
Yep, yep.
You never know when you're going to need it.
And I'll tell you, Mark, the reality is that most of the people that come in to work with us have been careful with their money, and they want to continue to be careful with their money. So those little tips about being careful when you choose to have medical care and dental care and so forth can be a big deal mm-hmm. when it comes to your financial well-being.
Yeah.
Now, most people don't have dental insurance. However, sometimes they get into dental surgeries and so forth. So it can be a very, very costly mistakes if you're not paying attention to the calendar. You know, Mark, there's one other thing I'd like to bring up that was in this article.
Sure.
And that is managing money with declining cognition. In other words, even in the absence of dementia, things become less important to people later in life. And I have clients who I hear from them and from their kids. It's like, oh, I just didn't do that. Or I got this notice about my utility bill. I just forgot to pay it. And they're not unable to function, but their cognitive life is different now than it used to be. And I tell people that we want to be sure that your trust, your living trust, sets up provisions for other people to step in and help you if this occurs.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as part of the process that we do, and after reading this article, I'm going to emphasize this to my clients. Part of our financial planning process is what we call a family estate organizer. And I always tell people what this is the operations manual for how your family runs financially. It's got everything in there, where money comes from, what bills have to be paid, and it is a very, very important process to have in place, because we don't know when things are just going to change dramatically for us.
Right.
I remember a few years ago, a friend here on the Central Coast, mother lived in the Central Valley, and she used to come over for a weekend once a month, and she was driving home back to the Central Valley. She got to the intersection of 101 and 156, and she went onto the wrong ramp, and it was a really bad situation that didn't end in a serious accident. She basically was going the wrong way on the freeway, and somebody ran her off the road, realizing what was going on. But that instant, Mark, that instant, she was cognitively impaired for the rest of her life. Something happened. She was fine when she left Monterey, and 45 minutes later, her mind was essentially gone.
Oh, boy.
So we don't know. We never know. And we need to put things in place so that these risks of your livelihood and how you are going to be cared for financially, if you are widowed, I mean, all kinds of things need to be talked through. And what we say as advisors, and many advisors do say this, we want to be sure that you're taken care of financially all the way to the end, whenever that might be. Mm-hmm. And that's what we need to be looking at. And that's what we're talking about here. And being attentive to details is the first part of that.
And one of the things that is really helpful for folks to do to get educated on these issues is to attend NAN's next seminar on Social Security.
Yes.
There are two of them coming up on February 5th, and then a couple nights later on February 7th. You can choose to attend either one. They'll be at Hartnell College, and the time is from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Now, you must RSVP to attend, so just call NAN's office. anonymous at 831-656-0236. That's 656-0236. Online, lesnickcompany.com. And Nan's email is nan@lesnickcompany.com. Nan, thank you again for joining us today, and we'll chat again on Thursday.
Thank you, Mark.